Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Lamed Dalet, 334. As we continue in the fifth of six in a row, the fifth mitzvah having to do with Yovel, as we have spoken about the mitzvah of counting to Yovel, the mitzvah of blowing shofar in Yovel on Yom Kippur. The last mitzvah we did was sanctifying Yovel, and we started... The last mitzvah we did in 332 was related to the Isurim now of Yovel, the Isur of working the land in Yovel, parallel to the Isur of working the land in Shemitah. Today's Isur of one is not allowed to cut down Sfichim, growths, during Yovel on a Daraisa level. And the next mitzvah that we'll get to is gathering gathering and harvesting in the normal way. So today's mitzvah is the mitzvah of the Isur of Sfichin, which is parallel to Shin Chav Ches, which is the mitzvah about Shemitah, which we'll talk about in a minute. Says the Chinuch, Shalom Nixar, let's read the Torah first, as we always do. Says the Torah, before Sheni, was still before Sheni in Parshas Bahar. Says the Torah, Yovel hi, shnasa chamishim shana tiyelachem, it is Yovel, the 50th year, lo sizra'u, that was the last mitzvah we did, do not plant and work the land. Next, today's mitzvah, velo sikseru es sifichecha, do not harvest in the normal way, the sfichin, the growths that happen to grow by themselves, that obviously does not mean that it's usur, right? Shemitah or Yovel fruit is not usur. It's a mitzvah to eat it, we mentioned, according to the Ramban. It's a mitzvah to say daraisa. But it just means that one shouldn't harvest in the normal way that one harvests others. This is svichin. And one should not harvest the other than the nazirim, the growths of the grapes. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shlo nixar v'nilkot svichei tfuos, shnasa yovel, kemosh adam kotzer v'shar shonim. One is not allowed, obviously you can't plant during Shemitah and Yovel, but even if items grow by themselves that have grown in the past couple of years, one is not allowed to harvest them in the normal way. Kemosh adam kotzer v'shar shonim. Avo yesh lanu la'asos bedvarim shinui. You got to do it in some unusual way, how one does it, both in terms, we mentioned in the previous mitzvah about Shemitah and Shin Chav Ches, in terms of the way that one harvests it and the amount that one harvests. One doesn't do a lot at once, you do little by little, and also one does it with different types of tools that one usually uses. If you look at mitzvah Shin Chav Ches earlier, just to review a little bit, because this has to do with today's mitzvah as well, the issur of harvesting svichim during the Shemitah year, the chinuch described that as, on the fifth line of the chinuch there, Ratzal Omar, Shlo Nixar Oso Kederach Shanu Kostrim Tfuasein B'Shar Shanim, Avami Kamako Machilasa Hutralanu. As we just said, you're allowed to eat it. Nothing's off limits until after the Zman of Biur, which is much later. But nothing's off limits. Ubelvach and Ochlenu derech Hefker, Klomar Bli Hachana. We can't be making it and bring it in the normal way through the normal avenues. But in an unusual way, one can do it. And that's what the Chinuch said in the Dini HaMitzvah, to review that again, because it's today's mitzvah as well. Midini HaMitzvah, the Chinuch says in Shin Chav Ches, Shafilu Avar Adavanata Sadiyah B'Shvias V'Samcha. Even if somebody planted during Shemitah, he did an Isser. Peroseh Mutarin Bachilu Midaraisa. On a Daraisa level, Perish Shemitah don't become Ne'esar if they were planted B'Isser. On a Daraisa level. It's a big discussion whenever somebody violates an Isser. So what is the rule with getting benefit from that? It comes up on Shabbos, Maisa Shabbos. Or if somebody cooks something, B'Isser on Shabbos, am I allowed to get benefit from it? If somebody shechs something on Shabbos, if somebody plants during Shemitah, on a Daraisa level, Mutter Ba'achila. Ubelvad, Shalom Yixer, Kederech HaKotzer, Mekol Shar Shanim. I just can't harvest it in the normal way. So, only a little bit. But then he asked, the Chachamim were gozer to aser sfichin ba'achila, because if you remember, there were many that planted during the Shemitah year, but they said, oh, it grew by itself. I didn't do anything. What did I do? So Chazal said, if we allow them to partake of it, so that would be a problem. So Chazal asered certain items that need to be planted every year. Meaning, basically, vegetables versus fruit. Chazal did not create the Isser Durabatan of Svichin by fruit, but by vegetables. V'gzeirazu, ena ela b'yirakos, v'tu of a kidnis, shederach b'nei adam lazaran. That's what the Gzeira had to prevent against items that are usually planted annually. Items that grow, apples grow every year, even without you doing anything, so they weren't gozer against that. But the Isser of Svichin Durabanan, of not to eat Svichin, which is a major topic, halach lamaisa regarding Shemitah, so that is only on a Durabanan level. On a Daraisa level, the Isser is only gathering Svichin in the normal way. So again, I think we touched on it then, but I'll mention it again now. So this Isser, today's Isser of gathering and harvesting Svichin in the normal way during Shemitah and Yovel, how do you determine what's normal, what's not normal? How do you know? The Torah doesn't say what's normal, what's not normal. So the Minchas Chinuch there in Shin Chav Ches, Sif Aleph, and Sif Katan Aleph, and in Shin Chav Tes as well, he discusses the principle of Masra HaKasov L'Chachamim. It's up to the Rabbanan to teach me. And a number of Achronim point out that. What does this mean? The Rabbanan have to interpret every mitzvah. We have no idea what to do about tefillin, and what to do about every mitzvah we need Torah Shabbal Peh. So says Rav Asher Weiss in Siman Chav Zayin in Dvarim. No, the difference is that normally the Torah tells us something, and the Rabbanan just have to figure out exactly what the Torah means. But here it's even deeper. The Rabbanan are creating their own categories, which is usually not what the Rabbanan are left to do. The Chiddush Atzam Yesh Begather Zeh, to read his words. Dine Be'emes Nimsa Kol Torah Kulo LeChachamim. What's unique about this? Masra Kazla Chacham when it comes to Shemitah. What's new? The Rabbanan tell us everything. Ach no. B'chola Torah ain chach b'torah shabal peh elo mefarshim as kavanas ha-Torah. They explain what the Torah means. Aval b'mitzvos v'halachos shebahem matzinu shenimsru liyadam harahim ki'ilu mechokakim. They're as if they are creating laws. V'yesh b'yadam aflo hakel. They can even create laws to be mekel daraisa. Even daraisa. Where do you have this in Shas? This principle comes up twice in Shas. Rishonim uses many times. The principle of Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim, the Torah leaves open the ability for the Rabbanan to figure out the categories. Twice it comes up in Shas. The Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Ches has it, the most famous context, and that is Isser Malach on Chalamoid. Isser Malach on Chalamoid is a major machlokas. Rishonim is the Isser Malach on Chalamoid. As we know, there's an Isser Malacha, right? We think Chalamoid is more Chal than Moed, but we have to realize it's Moed, and there are five categories of work that you're allowed to do. Davar HaAvid, the first page of the Mishnah Berurah, in Chalik Vav, Chalik Shishi, he lists off the five categories. But it's Mefurish in the earlier poskim as well. So the Gemara there says, Chagig Yerchas has a Machlokas Rishonim, whether Isser Malacha on Chalamoid is Daraisa Durabanan. The Rishonim that say Durabanan say Haraya, what's the biggest proof of this? That there are Heterim. If it's us or Daraisa, so how can there be any heterim for the Malacha? Say the other Rishonim, no. Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim. The Gemara uses the term there, in Chagiga Yuches, even if the Isurim are Daraisa, the Rabbanan have the power to limit the Isur Daraisa, even on a Daraisa level. And they're explaining that this is what the Torah meant. So that's what the Gemara says in Chagiga, and the Gemara also uses it in Bechoros, in the context of a Yisrael keeping his Bechor until a certain age, before having to give it to the Kohen. And the Gemara also says there, how do you know what age, how do you know which animal? Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim, the Chachamim figure out exactly what the responsibility is of the Yisrael before he gives it to the Kohen. But either way, this is a principle that's quoted twice in Shas, but many, many other times in Rishonim to teach us certain halachas. Just one or two other examples, then we'll get back to our case. Number one, Yom Kippur's coming up in a couple of days, not too long. The Isurim of Yom Kippur. So eating and drinking on Yom Kippur, that's Meshur Daraisa. V'nisa b'daf shosechem. What about the other four Inuyim? Are they Daraisa without Kares, or are they Darabanan? That is a machlokas at the beginning of the last parak of Meseches Yuma. So some Rishonim say, well, of course they have to be Darabanan. Because after all, why are there kulas? Why are there exceptions? A kala is allowed to wash her face, and a melech. Why are there exceptions to the rule? If it's us, if all five are daraisa, but only eating and drinking get kares, and malacha gets kares, so why should there be any heterim? It must be derabanan. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, right at the beginning of the last parak of Yuma, no, they're all daraisa. But Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim. The Chachamim figured out the intent of the Torah, and told us that even on a daraisa level, there are exceptions to the rule of the Isurei daraisa. One example. The other example is quoted, the Beis Yosef quotes, to explain the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Pei Gimel, where the Gemara there says that there was one of the Tanoim that got a certain type of non-Jewish haircut. Reuven ben Avtulmus, hitir l'saper kumi. Got a kumi, which some say means is like a ponytail with cut on the side, like a mohawk type of haircut. They allowed him. Why? Mishum shehaya karov l'malchus. Because he had to work in the government. And this is the type of haircuts they all had, so he was allowed to do that. They ask all the Rishonim, you can't go, we discussed that, Isser. back in earlier in Sefer Vayikra. So how could you say that just because you want to fit into the government? So says the Beis Yosef there in Yaredeya that no, Masra Kasav HaChachamim, they figure out when the Isser of Uvchu Koseyam Losei Lechu applies. Again, that is, but again, today's mitzvah is what it applies to as well, figuring out how do you harvest in the normal way and how do you harvest in an unusual way, that is Masra Kasav HaChachamim, to figure out how to do the mitzvah. We have this by Mitzvah Aseh as well. These are all by Yisurim. But we have it by Mitzvah Aseh as well. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avel that there's a Mitzvah Aseh d'Oraita, Mitzvah Aseh d'Rabbanan, to be Mevaker Chola, et Menachem Avelim, and to be Mesameh Chasam Vekala, and Levayas Hameis. All of the mitzvahs of Ben Adam HaChaver that we know the Rambam says, they're all Mitzvahs d'Rabbanan. And then the Rambam says, but they're all a fulfillment of V'yahat L'Recha Kamocha. Ask the Achronim, is it Daraisa, is it Darabanan? So they say this is another example. The details that are required are Darabanan made up the details. But it ultimately is a fulfillment. Masar Kazal HaChachamim, how to fulfill V'ahavta Recha Kamocha. They mandated these laws in terms of explaining what the Torah meant. But anyway, that is a very important principle of Masar Kazal HaChachamim. It comes up right here in our mitzvah. Where the Minchas Chinuch mentioned it earlier. There are a number of other issues to discuss relating to Yovel and Shemitah. Again, they're Shemitah issues in Bizman Azeh, because we don't talk about it regarding Yovel, because we don't have Yovel. And even if Mashiach woke up tomorrow, we're not going to have Yovel another 50 years. According to the Rambam that says, right, it's not that we lost count. No, we stopped observing Yovel, because we don't have Kol Yoshvei Olah, and we're not in Eretz Yisrael. Kol Yoshvei Olah, Jews on most of the Shvatim in their proper place. So we have to wait till Mashiach comes. So whenever Mashiach comes, we're still going to have some time to get ready for Yovel. But either way, there are a couple of other issues that I don't think we got to talk about during our Shemitah discussions, so at least two of them, let's see if we can fit in now. One of them is, what does one do in terms of Kedusha Shemitah? So what do you do? So there are many different approaches how one deals with the Shemitah issue. It's not a problem, it's an issue. How do you deal with it? So there are those that rely on what's called the Heta Mechira, in terms of selling certain properties to the non-Jews, to the Arabs around. So that is one option that some say works, some say does not work, and even if it works, is it advisable? That is one discussion. Maybe we'll have that in the coming days. But I'd like to talk about two of the other options that are mentioned. The other option is just not to work the land. Okay, period. But then there's tremendous parnasa pressures on the farmers. Are there any other options? You can say, okay, I'll go sit and learn for a year. But are there other options? There are two other options over the last. One is a very old option, and one is a very new option that has been used. First, we'll discuss the very new option. It's a new option in its application, but it is not a new option in its roots. There is a Yerushalmi in Arla. A Yerushalmi in Arla is quoted in the Mishnah, I think in the Mari Kirkus, the beginning of Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel. The Yerushalmi in Arla has a suffix about plants in your house and Hilchos Shemitah. The Yerushalmi says that by Maisros, it says to be Maiser your Sada. So if you have a plant growing in your house, right, in a flower pot, you do not have to take off Maisros from that. If you have an apple tree growing in your house, you don't take off Maisros for that. Why? Because it says Sadecha. By Arla, it says Unetatem, whatever you plant. So therefore, even in your house, Arla. Arla is even in your house, Maisers is not in your house. What about Shemitah? What about Shemitah? Because there the Yerushalmi says, the Torah says, V'shafsa ha'aretz Shabbos Lashem, and Sadecha lo Sizra. It says everything should be at rest, but also it says Sadeh. No answer is given. Okay? Meaning, our Shvita Babayis, which Lachara would also mean Yovel Babayis, which what we're talking about here, is a suffix. The Rambam doesn't quote the suffix, mysteriously, doesn't tell us what the halacha is. The Pa'asa Shulchan, Rav Yisrael Mishklov, the big Talmud of the Gra, he says, because Shvias Bezman is Ezra Banan, so we could go Lakula in this regard. Of Shemitah or Yovel Babayis, it is, if it's not growing from the ground, it is Mutter, does not have Kedushas Shemitah. Okay, he was Mekel. Little did he know how much his Lakula would be relied upon 250 years after he lived. And that is, Bizman Azeh, greenhouses and hydroponics. All of the vegetables that are grown not in the ground. They're grown in the greenhouses. And many of them are raised up from the ground. And some even have a chumer to put a plastic between them and the ground. And they use somehow all the different modern technology in order to grow things, not, right, there's a hefsek. There's a hefsek between the plants and the floor. So, is that okay? So, the Me'ikar Adin, this Pa'asa Shulchan says, it's in the house, it's mutter. So, Shvi'is B'zman is Ezra Banan, and therefore, it's mutter. That is the big discussion of what's called matzah minutak, growths that are minutak, that are cut off from the ground. So Me'ikar Adin, it seems to be open and closed case, which is interesting. One of the posts can point out, usually the whole idea of Shemitah is to allow equality and for everybody to enjoy from the fruits. Usually this is even more expensive. This matzah minutak, which does not have Kedusha Shemitah, is even more expensive than the regular. But either way, a lot of the Gush Katif produce was produced in this way. There are, though, a number of poskim that are not such big fans of this. First of all, the Chazon Ish says, who says you can be makel just based on a suffix? Durabana lakula. So the Chazon Ish requires a hefsik. So many are machmer like the Chazon Ish to be, not only to put in the house, but have a hefsik between the plants and the floor. Okay, but even so, there are others that are more machmir related to this. Rav Yashiv and the Shevet Halevi discuss. This is Shevet Halevi says, maybe, is this Rasson Chazal? So the whole point of Shemitah is you have to scramble, you have to figure out what to do and how to produce. But here you have a whole industry during the Shemitah year growing things in Eretz Yisrael. So is that really what Chazal wanted? Says Rav Ozer, it's Chelek Tesim and Reish Lamed Zayin. Ki Choshashani, says Yareisi Lahatir came b'shvil kol Eretz Yisrael. Umehai Taimah, shekasafti banyi b'tshuva acheres. Ki Choshashani, imzer Ratzon Chazal. Lasos Heter Kazel, lizro v'liksar mechadash b'shviyas b'chol Eretz Yisrael kadosha. Klomar, gam in b'em even if you on the per se the letter of the law you can't pinpoint in this, sir. Meaning that means on a global level. He says, again, halachically it should be fine, but I'm not so sure if that is Rasul Chazal. Or others say, the whole point of Babayis in the Yerushalmi was because it's strange and unusual. And that's why it's not a problem. But if you ever come up with a time where it's going to be regular and normal, so then maybe it would be a problem. He says, "Hol v'gidul b'machama." This is Rav Yashiv. "Hol v'gidul b'chamama b'zmaneinu haradera gidul regila ein lohakel is rov b'chamama." So there are a number of poskim that are more machmer. Shlomo Zalman is mekel. Shlomo Zalman is mekel because Shias Ban says drabanan choshvani shenachon mo legvoas adavar lemaisa. He says, "No, you got to give him a chance. Got to give him some option of pranasa." Yachad emsir shel asashino nakuv gam leinian dalat avodas klushas teres. Other Rav Yashiv says maybe if you sell the pots that they're into a guy and only have the guy do the daraisa malachas and have the Jew do the darabana malachas. Again, but this is all one whole area of matzah menutak, which if one gets it and relies on it and buys it, it does not have kedushas shmita. The other option that is mentioned, again, we have the not working the land, period, and we have the heter mechira, and we have matzah menutak. The other issue mentioned is otzer bezdin. Otzer Bezdin. So this goes back very far. This goes back to a Tosefta. Tosefta in Maseches Shvi'is, where the Tosefta says that it used to be, Bereishona originally, the Shluchei Bezdin used to go out and figure out and see what's happening in the fields, and Bezdin would take responsibility of the produce in all of the cities. That's what the Tosefta says in the beginning of Paraches in Shemitah. Right, they took responsibility, and what did they do? They would take all the produce belongs to them. It's similar to like a Prisbol type of idea. All the fruit would belong to them. They would pay the owners of the fields for their time and effort, not for the fruit, because you can't do business with Shemitah fruit or Yovel fruit. But they would pay them for their work, because they're the ones that know best how to work these fields. So, you know, it makes the most sense. You live there, you know this field, you work there. And in that way, they would take possession of the fruit. They would pay the farmers less than maybe what they would make, but they would make something. And the Bezdin, on behalf of the farmers, on behalf of the Bezdin, the Shlichim of the Bezdin, would bring it to the market and would bring it to the stores, and in that way be able to sell it. So they wouldn't work the land for themselves. right? Because that's an isser. But if they're shluchei bezdin and bezdin is taking care of the produce, so then that would be mutter, and bezdin would distribute the produce to whoever needs. Right? That is the Tosafta. This sounds like a great solution. Problem is the Rambam never quotes this. Rambam never quotes this concept of Otzer Bezdin. Others say maybe the whole mechanism works on Hefker Bezdin Hefker, which does not apply Bezman Hazeh. Others say that there's not so much Otzer Bezdin in the country today. Not so many people are ready to give their produce and get paid for it, the chulu. But either the Lamaisa, the way it works is that the owner relinquishes his rights. Bezdin takes control, appoints the owner to be the shlichim, to care and harvest for the field, the chulu. And this is that the minhag is to give a shtar to a Bezdin, stating that their field is ownerless. This is very, very common in many of the circles which do not rely on Heter Mechira. They rely on Otzer Bezdin. They don't do full malachos. That's why there's not so much. They don't work the field karagil. Bezdin tells them exactly which types of malachos are allowed, which are not allowed. Maybe Durabanas, not Daraisas. But either way, this is also very common. But if somebody gets Otzer Bezdin, if you go into the store, you see Otzer Bezdin, that has full Kedusha Shvius. Unlike what we just said about Matzaman Utak, that is full Kedusha that does not have any Kedusha Shvius or Yovel. Well, it would be. But Otzer Bezdin has full Kedushas Shvius. So again, this is two of the options. Otzer Bezdin, Matzah Menutak, and there's a lot of others, but again, this is all very Lamaisa, Baruch Hashem, those of us who have the schus to live in Eretz Yisrael another couple of years, when Shemitah comes again, it's really the year after Shemitah, where this is most Lamaisa, one has to be ready to know all of these halakas. Okay, we'll stop here. Another Shem, we will continue with the last of the six in a row, relating to Yovel, next time when we speak about harvesting in the normal way.